Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
27-20 over the Rams in LA, 6-2. They pummeled the Raiders, who, if not for that loss, would be over 500. San Francisco was not a good win in the sense that San Francisco came all the way back and you almost lost the game to a terrible team. But you beat Seattle. They'd be 6-2 if you didn't beat them. Their losses aren't bad either, by the way. They've lost twice to a team that's the best team in the NFC, Philly. They've lost once to a division rival, the Cowboys, on a rainy day where it was a good matchup because they could run the ball a million times. And they lost to Kansas City in a game they easily could have won. At the time, the Chiefs were the best team in the NFL. They haven't really suffered a loss they shouldn't have or won a game that wasn't impressive yet.
But you could also argue that until you hit the Giants, there's not a team on their schedule. I guess San Francisco, like that one you had to win. But other than that, like, their schedule's tough. This is kind of what we've been saying the whole time. But can you think of a team in the NFL that has a better road resume than them? Almost beat Kansas City, beat Seattle, beat L.A. And I know L.A. is not the toughest place to play in the world, but that team's really good.
Yeah, that's a
Sean's
great
done an incredible job out there. So, I mean, I don't know in terms of resume on the road who's got two better road wins than that. But the thing is, you have to do it again. You have another chance. New Orleans, you know, if you're ranking top five hardest places to play in the league, New Orleans is probably on that list.
Yeah, I think Seattle's number one where they just won. Kansas City's in the top five where they almost won.
Yep. And then it might be New Orleans third.
Yeah.
Like, even when the Saints were bad, that was a pain in the butt to play them there, and now they're good. So, it's, you know, you have to hope that they can honestly, it's almost you feel better about them at home, or feel worse about them at home. You know, a Minnesota team that's going to be really challenging. With how good and physical they are, I think you're looking at a similar kind of game, offensively challenged. And then you have a very, very different style of play at New Orleans the following week. And then you come back, 4 days later, and you're playing on Thanksgiving.
That's the other tough thing that people aren't talking about.
Like, yeah, straight Thursdays.
You have the Giants, but it's on 3 days rest.
Right. That Thursday night games kind of even the playing field a lot of the time, I think, because it's just less preparation. The fact that you're better than them matters less. It comes down to health. And
they might be playing against a quarterback that we've never seen before, because Ben McAdoo said this week that Davis Webb could be around the corner.
Well, I'll believe that when I see it. I think him getting a haircut and fired probably happens before that takes place.
What happens first, Davis Webb or a haircut and a firing?
maybe the second one, to be honest with you. The Giants, you're going to have to beat them twice. If you're going to get anywhere that matters this season, those have to be two wins. The Broncos game in week 16, maybe Paxton Lynch starts playing a couple weeks from now and by then is coming into his own and they're better. But as of right now, that looks like a game you've got to win. Arizona in week 15. That's a game that you're going to have to win sans Carson Palmer with Drew Stanton playing. You know going in, it's going to be Adrian Peterson 43 times, or at that point, maybe it's David Johnson, and you got to find a way to win that game. The Chargers, that's probably a 50-50 matchup, but it's winnable. There is a soft portion of this schedule that we didn't see coming. It's not until December 10th, really.
It's the last four games of the season.
Four games. If you can be 5-7, you've got a shot at that point.
Your hardest remaining games are your next two, because you've got at Dallas on that Thursday after Thanksgiving. But do we think Ezekiel Elliott might actually be really actually out by then? And that changes their team completely.
There's a chance. I'm done guessing, but I think there's a real good chance he doesn't play.
So if he's out, they're not as good. Think about the drives in the game that they just had where he was out, and all of a sudden it's Alfred Morris, and we all love Alf and all, but he's not Ezekiel Elliott. So what does that game look like? Again, you're on the road. This team seems to play well on the road. At L.A., you've got to beat them out there.
Danny, look at this. You know, this is true. It's Minnesota and New Orleans.
Yep.
And then the Giants, maybe a Elliott-less Cowboys, the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Broncos, and the Giants. That's a lot of winnable games. What if I was to tell you right now, they get healthy. They go 1-1 in their next two.
That's the key. They have to. If they can go 1-1 in the next two, they are in a fantastic position.
But let's say they're 5-5,
right?
And now with six left, they're healthier, and they got Giants, Cowboys, Chargers, Cardinals, Broncos, Giants. Why can't they? 5-1 is probably unrealistic.
4-2.
Why can't they go 4-2 at that point and get to 9-7?
Who the two are matters. And this is what I want to get to. 1-1, I think, is pivotal. Obviously, I think somehow, some way, we talked about this when you lost to the Cowboys a couple weeks ago. Now, you kept kicking the can down the road. Eventually, you got to start tapping in some of these birdies. Well, they did this week. They knocked in an eagle from 500 feet away. It's unbelievable what they did against Seattle. Now you've given yourself the door back open. You got to find a way to go 1-1 over the next two at minimum. If you go 2-0, now we're talking about something different. But 1-1. If you don't beat the Dallas Cowboys, these other four wins don't matter, because now we're getting to the point where who you beat is almost as important as your record. Carolina Panthers are at 6-3. They're in great shape. Either them or the New Orleans Saints are going to win that NFC South at this point, right? Because New Orleans is 6-2, Panthers are 6-3. I believe they match up one more time. So if you don't beat New Orleans in that 1-1, then they're 7-2. Then all of it, you start to add up some of these numbers, some of these games. Dallas right now holds the 6th seed. The 5 seed may already be out of reach with Carolina at 6-3. You may not be able to do it. So now you've got to climb over Detroit, who's got a tiebreaker over you. Atlanta, who's got a tiebreaker over you.
By the way, the Lions have the weakest remaining schedule in the league.
Going to get to that as well.
Have you looked at the Lions' schedule?
No, but I'm guessing it's
I'll pull it up while Danny's talking.
There's more Cleveland than you'd want on there. There's some bad teams. Chicago's on there. So Seattle, who you just beat, that's nice, but Seattle's still 5-3. You've got to climb over three bodies, maybe a fourth, in terms of Dallas to get that 6 seed. You've got to beat Dallas. They can sort of do it another way. There's basically no roadmap. Even if they go 5-1, if that one is a loss to Dallas, there's a great chance they don't make the playoffs because of it.
And Detroit's remaining schedule, real quick, they've got the Browns this weekend. Next weekend. They got 10 days and then
this is
Cleveland.
Ridiculous.
At least they get extra time to prepare for Cleveland. And they're 4-4, same record as the Redskins. Then they're at Soldier Field. They should beat the Bears. The Vikings is a toss-up game. Who knows who's quarterbacking them at that point. But let's say they lose that one. They're at the Ravens. Baltimore's not that good. They're at the Bucs. That's a sinking ship. They've got the Bears again. That's a win. They're at the Bengals in Week 16. There's already reports that Andy Dalton could be on his way out. They could be going to McCarron. And then the Green Bay Packers in Week 17, probably Rodgersless, probably with their season over and nothing to play for. Find me an easier schedule than that for Detroit at 4-4 right now.
Yeah, not going to happen. The other thing, too, is for as much of a pain in the butt as it would be, losing to Minnesota this week and then beating New Orleans is the better way to go 1-1 because of what Danny just talked about with all the tiebreakers. In case Carolina wins the division and New Orleans winds up the team that you're tied with in the wild card race, you'd rather have the head-to-head tiebreaker over them where Minnesota's going to be a division champ. So from a narrative standpoint, for our ease of job, getting ahead of the stick, so to speak, going 5-4 and then going, oh, well, you lost to New Orleans on the road. It's a tough game. No. You are much better off, as high stress as it would be, going, if you're going to go 1-1, losing to Minnesota and then beating New Orleans.
I got to tell you guys, I actually think, and this hinges 1,000% on the health of their offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they can absolutely win both of these games.
Can, yeah.
But I'm going to go one step further. And I think that with a healthy enough offensive line, which would mean Ensekhi at left tackle, Scherf at right guard, I think there's a pretty good chance they can win both of these two games. However, I just don't know if they're going to be healthy enough. Because I think if they're not, if this Crowder thing lingers and there's no Reed and Thompson's less of a weapon, as we talked about, because of that, you can key on him. The offensive line's not right. What just happened was a last gasp to me. That's not sustainable.
Dead cat bounce, yeah.
Defense can't play like that again. Offense can't go 9 drives at a time without points or whatever it was. I mean, you will lose one of these two games by 20 if you don't get a lot healthier very quickly. That is not going to work again. But there is a chance, and I think a good one, if they do get healthier, that all of a sudden they could have stringed together 3 straight wins against NFC-bound playoff teams, potentially. And people talk about the Redskins in a very different light. Craig, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
And as I said, man, that travel is not fun, but appreciate the hard work on our behalf.
It's not too bad to, you know, get to go see some cool cities, and New Orleans is next, so I'll eat well. That'll be good.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
He's not going to eat well. He's going to have like 2 pieces.
In New Orleans? Hell yeah, I will.
He's not going to eat any pastries.
I will send you a picture of everything I eat.
You're not going to eat a muffalata. You're
not
going to eat a
beignet.
He's not going to
have any bread.
Oh, yeah, I will.
You're not going to have anything other than animal protein and
this
vegetables.
This is the dumbest bit that you guys do with me and food. Like, look, I'm fit. It's great, but I eat.
Have
like,
you ever, Danny, met, like, going on a date or something, met a girl, and she's like, I just love to eat so much food.
It's so
I'm
ridiculous.
I'm going to eat the biggest burger. That's
how much
Craig
I eat.
Hoffman.
I'm gonna try to think what the last time I had. Well, you nobody listening cares about this except for you guys. So in the break, I will tell you what I had last time I was in New Orleans. 4 days worth of food. Great.
Okay. Good.
So,
what'd you have for dinner last night? Was it salmon
for
or was
dinner
it another
last
type of fish?
Night? No, I had chicken last night.
Oh, chicken.
Huh.
But like when I went out in Seattle, like didn't really care. Like there's a place in Seattle that's famous for making cheese. I can't remember. I think it's Beecher's, and like you walk in and there's like a giant vat of cheese being made.
Did you eat any of the cheese?
Got mac and cheese. It's apparently the world's greatest mac and cheese. It was pretty good, and it was cold in Seattle, so the temperature was nice. It was great.
But did you actually eat the mac and cheese and like consume it?
Yeah.
And enjoy it?
Yeah.
A whole
great.
Portion of it, or did you share it with someone?
No. Got a nice little personal, you know, mac and cheese.
How bad did you
feel? It wasn't
after?
Like a large vat of it, but it was a nice cup.
Did you immediately leave and go for a run because you felt
no.
bad?
Did the restaurant accommodate you by bringing the trash can over so you could take two bites and spit it out?
No. I ate the whole thing.
Wow, that's
and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Something we didn't see in the office pool.
I feel like a 4 year old. Like your kid says, "Dad, I ate the whole thing."
Craig Hoffman on Grant and Danny, our Redskins beat reporter. Thank you, buddy. Double play is next. Beltway Blitz at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.